The G7 leaders are to meet on the sidelines of a nuclear security summit in The Hague to discuss their response to Russia's accession of Crimea. The group, comprising of the U.S. and some other NATO members, is expected to examine ways of piling pressure on Russia. Afghanistan says a foreign intelligence service was behind the attack on a hotel in Kabul that killed 9 people last week. The statement, however, stopped short of specifying the foreign country. Kabul usually accuses Pakistan of sending militants across the border to launch terrorist attacks. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists that Twitter remain banned in the country. He's accused the social networking website of fomenting unrest and ignoring national laws under the name of freedom. Turkey's ban on Twitter follows a series of allegations against Erdogan's inner circle. In France, the initial local elections results show President François Hollande's ruling Socialist Party has secured only 43% of the vote. This comes as the right-wing conservatives have gained 48% of the ballot. The French Interior Ministry says voter turnout has been as low as 55%. At least 17 people are injured and scores arrested in clashes between hundreds of protesters and police in Taiwan. The demonstrators slammed the Taiwanese leader's refusal to scrap a trade pact with China. They say the deal would increase China's dominance over their country and facilitate its eventual takeover of the island. The UN says the deadly Ebola epidemic in Guinea has now spread to the capital after claiming dozens of lives in the country's south. The world body says the situation is critical as medical staff are the first victims. The UN has delivered 5 tons of aid to the affected areas. And a court in Egypt has ordered the release on bail of a prominent activist. Ala Abdel Fattah faces charges of breaking a new law against protests. Rights groups have strongly censured the case against him and other defendants arrested since the 2011 uprising against former dictator Hosni Mubarak. And a day after a massive landslide in the U.S. state of Washington, 18 people are still missing there. 3 other people have also been killed and at least 30 homes destroyed as a result. The slide was apparently caused by the recent heavy rainfalls.